This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minutes vocabulary
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, welcome to 6 Minute Vocabulary. I'm Rob.
And I'm Catherine, and today we're talking about new words.
Yes, new words in English. We'll look at where they come from, why we need them, and who uses them.
We'll have a quiz, and we'll also bring you a top tip for learning vocabulary.
But first, here's Iris talking about a photograph she took.
And here's a question. Is Iris happy with her photo?
So here's a selfie from a flash mob I went to. There's everyone dancing and stuff. And that's my idiot boyfriend at the back. He decided to photobomb me. It's quite funny, though. I put it on my social networks. But the trolls said we looked stupid. I don't care, though. I like it.
So that's Iris, and she said she liked the photo.
Good. Now, there were a few words there that are quite new in English. Let's have a look at some of them. Listen again to Iris. Two questions this time. One, what type of photo did she take? And two, where was she?
So here's a selfie from a flash mob I went to.
So Iris took a selfie and she was at a flash mob. Let's take those words one at a time.
Yes, first of all, a very popular word now, selfie. That's a photograph you take of yourself by holding your camera or phone out in front of you at arm's length.
Yeah, selfie. Take many selfies, Rob?
Absolutely not. No,
not
at all. I don't want to look at myself, thank you.
But where does the word selfie come from? Well, the word self-portrait has been around for a long time. It means a picture you draw or paint of yourself. So selfie probably comes from that.
Yes, and that's one way words come into English. Get an old word, change it to fit a new situation, and you've got a new word, like selfie. And that's one reason why we need new words to talk about new situations, like all these self-portraits that everyone's taking.
Yeah, good. Now, another way to make a new word for a new situation is to get two old words and put them together. Iris was at a flash mob. Now, a flash mob is a crowd of people who gather together quickly and suddenly. It's often organised through social media. Now, the word flash can mean something that happens very quickly, and a mob is a crowd of people. So when you put them together, you've got the perfect new word for the situation. Ever been on a flash mob, Rob?
I'm afraid not. Nobody's invited me, actually.
Really? I'll invite you to the next one I go on.
Thank you. Anyway, you've probably noticed that these words are mostly made by people on social media. It's not the only place that new words come from, but a lot of new words are coming from social media at the moment.
Next example. Iris's boyfriend jumped into her selfie at the last minute. He's actually in the photo, even though she wasn't expecting him to be. And here's a word for it.
And that's my idiot boyfriend at the back. He decided to photobomb me.
So, photobomb. That's a new word made from two old words. Photo, obviously, and bomb, the thing that suddenly explodes. And we've got similar new words like weather bomb.
That's a sudden period of extreme weather. And then there's thought bomb, where people get together and basically think.
Yes, that's a new word for what we used to call brainstorm.
It is, yeah.
Good.
Very similar.
Right, OK. Well, now Iris used another new word to describe people who post horrible comments on social media. Listen carefully to this.
I put it on my social networks, but the trolls said we looked stupid.
A person who posts negative comments on social media is called a troll. And troll is actually an old word for an imaginary creature, a kind of monster. You find lots of trolls in old Scandinavian stories, and the word's been around in English for a long time.
So an old word with a new meaning, but there's a link there to the original meaning, isn't there, Rob?
Yes, that's right, because both kinds of troll are quite ugly in their own way, either in their looks or behaviour.
6 minutes vocabulary
from BBC Learning English.
And we're talking about new words. So, Catherine, have you ever been trolled?
Thankfully, I haven't, Rob. I choose my friends very carefully on social media.
Good.
Right, it's quiz time. Question one. What's the word for a group of people who gather together suddenly and it's normally organised on social media?
Any ideas? The word is flash mob. Question two. What word means jump into someone else's photograph?
That's photobomb. Finally, what's the word for people who write nasty, negative comments online?
They are trolls. OK, well done if you got those right at home.
Well done indeed. And now here's a vocabulary tip. To keep your English right up to date, join some social media groups where people use English. Social media is a great place to pick up words and expressions that are in use, even though they're not in the dictionary.
Yes, and new words are being invented all the time, aren't they?
They are, yes.
OK, well, there's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and many other social networks, but don't troll us, please.
No.
OK, join us again soon for more 6-Minute Vocabulary. Bye-bye.
Bye.